That's right. Just hold your potato.
Okay. Just keep
cool.
And say you've been working very hard. You'd say you were very
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Just peaked. Pooped.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you say I'm just completely
knocked out.
Or completely won't. Using the expression wear out. You're saying just completely
worn out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And say if you got someone some medicine, you go in and you still see the medicine by their bed, you'd say, but why haven't you
taken?
And the person would say, well, I already
have taken it.
Okay. An hour ago I
took a dose.
And in another hour I'll
take a dose again.
And you ask someone, what time does the movie
start?
Or another way of saying that?
Begin.
You say it must have already
started.
Or it must have already
begun.
And 10 minutes ago
it began.
And say if a person had been well and then suddenly hear that they've got some disease, you say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they
took sick?
And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and felt a little feverish, you'd say he's
taking a cold.
Or if that had already happened to him, you'd say, well, the next day you'd say he went out in the rain yesterday and he
relapsed.
Caught
cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he sounded a little
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a
chest cold.
And you're doing what?
Mm-hmm. Coughing.
And you say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit,
feverish.
Or say if you're used to going to sleep at 10 o'clock and you stay up one night until 1, by 1 o'clock you'd be feeling pretty
sleepy.
And you say at 6 o'clock in the morning I'll
get up.
Okay, or when the alarm clock goes off then I'll
get up.
And you say, well, he's still sleeping, you better go
and wake him.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, you'd say, look how much I
sweat.
And someone can't hear anything at all, you say they're completely
deaf.
Do you ever hear people say deaf?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's deaf?
Yeah, I've heard people say that, but it's deaf. Yeah, I've heard people say that.
Do you ever used to say deaf?
No, I never said it. I always said deaf. Well, no, I just
spell
it and got to say it.
Was your teacher pretty careful to, did she teach you a lot of English? Did she?
She's good on English. And one thing about it, she didn't let you get by with not. When you went to spell your word, you had to pronounce it and then spell it and then pronounce it. And she's really on pronouncing words. She was a good teacher.
Where was she from?
She's from here.
Did you ever want to be a teacher? I bet you did when you were a kid.
No, I wanted to be a nurse more. Look like I just fell in love with sick people. I would rather be the nurse than the teacher. But I think I would have been I schooled my grandchildren, my children. Now when Melanie and Lee was going to school, I got in sixth grade, but they got in eighth grade. My books was harder than their books. And I was able to help them all through high school. And I never went to high school.